Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy. What's your name?
Ryan. What's up, everybody?
We're reporting to you live from a room that smells like
citrus
and oranges and yummy fun times.
I've been washing walls for the last 4 hours.
Would you like to explain why?
Well, I'm moving out of this apartment.
I'm moving out.
Did we just
sing a duet?
No.
Because you finished all of my... Ryan, don't play dumb.
You finished all your what?
You finish all my...
Desire.
No.
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to say sentence.
Oh.
All right, were you doing a bit or were you being for real?
No, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Whatever.
Okay.
But I'm moving out of this apartment and I put... Like a month ago. I didn't even know I was moving out a month ago. But a month ago, I put up these little sound things that...
It's a sound panel.
Sound panels all over the walls, which ended up being a mistake because they're sticking to the walls.
You do it so that the sound like gets soaked up and it doesn't reverberate.
Which I don't even think it really helps.
I think they're a myth. I think if we had more, it would help because it definitely like is a thing. Like in
we had quite a bit up.
Like in our church, that's why they have those carpets on the back wall.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they actually do anything.
Well, maybe not those because we got them on Amazon for like super cheap.
And they just torched my walls.
I don't know if you guys can see on camera, but we've got this whole room is wrecked from this podcast studio. It's so bad. The ceiling still has Ryan.
Let's just say I'm not getting my security deposit back.
Yeah, but it's okay because you know what? We live and we learn. We're young, dumb, and we're about to be broke.
Young, dumb,
broke. I was waiting for you to... I was waiting. It's high school kid, but anyways.
That's a Khalid.
Why are you moving out?
Because Abby and I are going to start looking for a house.
We are looking for a house. Whoa, whoa. And yeah. We hope that we find it in January. Should we do a wedding update?
Yeah, I wanted to finish what I'm doing.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Abby and I, this is our predicament. I could have renewed my lease at this place, but Abby kind of hinted, actually didn't hint, she told me like she didn't really want to move into the apartment that I was living in because it didn't really feel like it was like our place.
Yeah, well, I would have been fine with it, yeah. But I want to create like our first home.
There's another thing to it too, though. I was going to be signing another 6-month lease. And it was running into Hawaii. So we would have had to move out basically before the wedding and then for the next month be paying for an apartment.
If you don't know the Hawaii thing, Ryan and I are going to Hawaii for like 40 days after our wedding when we get married in May. So that's what he's talking about, running into Hawaii.
Yeah. So it's running into our honeymoon. So it just kind of works out a little bit better. So I'm moved all my stuff into storage. Well, I'm in the process. I've pretty much moved everything, but now I'm cleaning walls and it looks bad.
You know that episode of Victorious? Have you watched Victorious? Uh-uh. When they have a food fight? Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
And
I know what
you're talking about.
And they
scrape the stuff off the walls. That's like you. I walked in and Ryan was singing some song. I don't know what it was. And I started videoing him and
listening to Mac Miller.
He was scraping this wall and literally just like, I mean, singing loud. Like Ryan is a shower singer big time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was shower singing while he was scraping the walls. But anyways, so we're trying to look for a house. My dream starter house would have a lot of window light, hard floors, not carpets. I'm thinking realistically here, okay? Two bedrooms with two to three bedrooms, depending on price, just because I would love to have my own office.
Well, you really don't even need it anymore because you're just...
No,
corporate America now.
No, I
Abby
am.
Just got a job.
I didn't get a job. I just came back from an interview, but I did not get a job. I'm very hopeful, but we'll see what comes of that, I guess. Stay tuned. We'll either have a really happy podcast episode or a really sad podcast episode. I mean, even so, though, I still like will want just a place to like have all of my stuff too and not be like, hey, can I come in? Like we could share an office, but
I'm on calls.
On calls all the time. And also just having your own space to do work, having my own space to do work would be really nice. But we'll see. I love a coffee shop too, so it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But in a perfect... Okay, since we're being realistic here, I'm setting the rule that we're being realistic.
We can get 3 bedrooms for our price point, Abby. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Then 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Okay. We would have nice natural light and a pretty good size yard for the home. You know, not a big backyard.
You know what I was thinking
but
about,
where
though?
We could put like some chairs and maybe a fireplace.
So the big thing for us was that we want to do a house now. We would really
we
want to
do a house now.
Yeah.
We so, in this house. I'm the owner of this house.
I'm the owner of this house. But the big thing for us is that we want to do a house. So I just said that. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
You were going to.
We're going to do this house.
I know what I was going to say. Well, we have to mow the lawn.
I don't know what you mean by we.
Okay, well, I have to mow the lawn, though, because I'm going to... That's another expense. We're going to have to get a lawnmower, weed eater, all the things.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Scissors.
All right.
Catch Ryan outside cutting the grass with scissors. You'll definitely have to mow the lawn.
That's kind of exciting.
What, mowing your own lawn?
Yeah, it's...
You'll mow your own lawn.
Mowing
you'll
the
take
grass
out your
is
own
very
trash.
Satisfying. I take out my trash right now.
I don't take out your trash.
You don't take out any trash.
I don't really do much.
Abby, here's the thing is I'm learning something living over at Abby's parents. Abby just leaves stuff everywhere. Like I'm literally sleeping in this spare room on a couch and there's just 2 pair of her shoes that just magically appear in the middle of the floor within like 12 hours.
It's a big house.
So I'll like be walking around the house and I just see a pair of random pair of Abby's shoes or like a hat. And it's just like, she like just was like, oh, I don't want to be wearing this anymore. I'm just going to throw it off and just, it's going to stay right here.
Well, I take off my shoes because I don't want to wear my shoes when I sit on the couch.
I know, but it's just crazy that like right in the middle of the floor, you just.
But the thing is, I don't want to take them all the way to my room and then go back to the other room. So I'll just leave them in that room and then take them. But then what happens is I forget them.
I don't think you do take them because those Uggs that were sitting in the middle of the floor, I'm not even kidding. I was doing a little test. And they were just, they sat there for like 4 straight days.
I took the other ones though. There were 2 pair of shoes.
No, you didn't. I took both pair this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yikes. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to have to be mindful of. And also, my house isn't like a big house, but it's bigger than like what our house will be. I feel like I'll be able to handle myself in a small house.
One more thing.
Okay.
I go to get cold brew this morning and the cold brew is just empty in the fridge.
That wasn't me.
That was 100% you.
That wasn't me.
100% you.
No, it wasn't. That must have been Dad. Dad is a culprit of doing that, of opening the things and putting it back empty.
I feel like you did that.
No, I always throw it away.
Okay.
Definitely. That was my father. Okay. So.
Well, I take it back now.
Actually, it might have been me, but there might have been, no. There might have been stuff in there. There might have been a tiny bit in there.
Like, I'm not even kidding. It was like, you know how you like shake?
Mm-hmm.
And like you can't even like hear, you can hear droplets. That's how little of cold brew that was.
Well, it could have been me because your version of droplets and my version of droplets are different. So back to my house, a single floor. I don't want it to have 2 floors.
Why?
Because I will be owning the house.
You won't be owning the house.
I mean, I will be operating the house. I'm going to need to be able to handle the house.
Well, here's the thing about that.
That's the thing that gets me is multiple floors. Yeah. If it's all one floor, I'll be fine.
But with that, though, Abby's already worried about seeing me too much. She's always talking about,
I'm not.
I really don't want to be around you as much
never
as you
think.
Never
said that. I've never
she
said
keeps
that.
Keeps on telling me how much she's scared that she's going to not like me anymore.
No, I haven't.
And
you want to actually know a fear, though?
What?
I'm afraid. This is like actually genuine and could take us down a rabbit hole. So if you want to finish your thought, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. I was just finishing by saying Abby's already worried about being around me too much.
No,
so I was
not.
Thinking maybe a second floor would be nice.
Okay. Back to now, we're not joking anymore. Something that I'm nervous about is going into like coexisting Abby. Like when I have roommates and stuff, when I've had roommates and even just living with my family, I'm worried that I'm going to get like so routine that I'm just going to start like coexisting. That's like which we've talked about that, just like becoming roommates, you know?
Yeah.
Which, why are you smiling like that?
I wasn't even smiling when you said that.
Which it's an irrational fear. I know it's not true because we're very invested in each other. We're going to be married. Like, it's going to be like great.
We're too intentional for that. I mean, it can happen, obviously. Yeah. But
that's like my irrational fear. Like the thing in the back of my head of like...
Well, I feel like it's probably pretty easy to do.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I'm just so... I want to be very mindful like of that going into marriage.
Whenever you and I are not at our best is whenever we're coexisting.
Yeah, cool. I even catch us sometimes doing that, like at the house.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, and I don't really like that.
Yeah.
But I also think it's hard to be intentional with each other when we're like always, like it's my parents' house. So it's not like...
We're not the owners of this house.
We are not the owners of that house. And so we're not... And also we want to have proper boundaries. Like I'm not going and watching a movie with you on the couch right before you fall asleep, because that's just setting us up for not like success. Yeah. Or not success. Like... I don't know. There's just a difference. Like,
well, I will say the one thing about that I'm learning about engagement is that, you know, people will talk about how it's kind of hard in that time. And I kind of just kind of scoffed at it. Like, oh, why would that be hard? Like, it's exciting. I will say it kind of is weird, like a weird phase of like, we are getting married in 5 months, but we're still dating.
Like, yeah.
Nothing else changes.
I feel like we're kind of in one of the harder parts of our relationship, looking at it on a grand scale. I wouldn't really classify this as like some of the best moments of our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, with you and all of your health stuff, and then me just going through like, where am I supposed to go? What job am I supposed to get? Where's my trajectory? Just in this like limbo land. I'm feeling very lost. And then you're having a lot of health stuff. And I feel like we're just kind of going through some personal stuff.
I think one thing I'm kind of struggling with is that I feel like I'm almost waiting or just looking forward to us being married. Mm. Versus enjoying the time that we like the season that we're in. I hate saying season because it's so Christianese. Like, I'm just in this season.
Well, it's the word to describe.
But I'm really, really struggling with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you think that stems from?
I just think I'm really excited to live with you and be married.
You know what it's like if you're about to go on vacation or like a big holiday's about to come up or something and you're just not content.
No,
on
that's
the build
exactly
up.
What it feels like. It literally feels like we're getting married like next month and I'm just like, oh, it's going to be fine because we're getting married. Mm-hmm. And like, I just feel like all my problems are going to go away whenever like we get home from the honeymoon. Not that the honeymoon's going to have a bunch of problems, but I mean like, whenever we're like living in the same house together in Bowling Green, I don't know why I just said in Bowling Green. That's weird. But I feel like that's when all of our head, like, oh, nothing's going to matter. It's finally just going to be perfect. And to a point that might be true. Like everything's going to be so great. And like, I'm going to be so excited for that, but I can also be happy with where we're at right now.
You know, what's funny is that in last week's episode, we were joking about me wanting to pick up and move and how I daydream about going to these places and, oh, it'll just all be better. It'll all be better. It's kind of like that's your mindset, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is where my brain went to when you were explaining that. And if this doesn't apply to that and these are two separate things, please correct me. But like we've had a lot of miscommunication, I feel like lately, of just me getting a little emotional or... You know,
I've been very irritable.
Wanting to talk to you, that has a lot to do with your health as well. But just we're both short with each other right now, just because I'm stressed, you're uncomfortable a lot. But there have been times, and I feel like other couples can relate to this, just because females are more emotionally driven. Where I'm like, can we talk about how we feel? Like, can we dig into like what I did that made you feel this way? That's where Ryan is like, okay, but like we're past it now, so let's stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're having a lot of those moments. Do you think that correlates of like, okay, but when we're married, like it's not gonna matter, so let's just not focus on it now?
No, I don't even mean in that sense. I mean more of just like, I'm in a very transitional position right now because I don't even have a place. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I think that's part of it. But another thing is just the anticipation of getting married.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm trying to word this right. Like my thought process is really good, but just like, it's not bad. I mean, I shouldn't say it's really good. I should say, like, I don't think it's inherently bad that I'm thinking like that, but I think it can lead to bad things because you're not in the moment with, or I'm not in the moment with you.
Bad things, certain, like physically?
No, not physically, but mentally? I mean, I guess it could physically, but like, I mean more of, so like, it could lead to discontentment or, you know, just not being where your feet are at.
Would you say you're kind of feeling a little discontent with where we're at right now?
I mean, yeah, I think that's what I was just saying.
Hey, also, love you. I love you so much.
I'm touching the mic a lot, aren't I?
And it's going to go boom, 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 boom. Yeah, like that. That's going to go, because when I check the mic to see if it's on, I tap it.
Yeah, but so I'm not.
I do fear. You're right, you're right. I do fear because I'm not wearing headphones, so I don't know. I could be wrong. Okay, let's not touch shit anymore.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay. I just feel like I need to keep checking if it's...
It's not going anywhere. These are some sturdy things. Yeah. Hey, bud, I love you.
Love you too.
And that is called the sandwich method, ladies. You tell them a compliment, and then you give them a constructive criticism, and then you give them another compliment.
Well, saying I love you really isn't a compliment.
You say nice things, and then you give constructive criticism, and then you say another nice thing.
You look good today.
Thank you. Wow, do you think lime green is my color?
You just look so good.
Wedding updates. Thank you, Ryan. We have... Oh, I have a big wedding update, actually. I'm changing my dress.
Oh, wow.
I am officially changing my dress. I told my mom, so it's set in stone. The wheels are in motion. Be on the lookout because I'm going to be selling my dress online.
You should auction that thing.
I'm not going to auction it, but it's been worn to like try on. Never been used. It's from Anthropology. Be on the lookout if you want to look at that. I'm probably going to start on my personal page.
Well, obviously it's never been used.
Well, I know, but see, I still want to tell people that. I mean, not everyone is in the timeline of like our stuff. So if I post like wedding dress for sale, people might be like, oh, she wore it at her wedding and now she's getting rid of it.
People do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Literally your cousin.
Who?
Wait. Is Megan your cousin?
It's my sister-in-law.
Oh my gosh.
Abby does not know family members. The other day she kept saying that her niece was getting born and I'm sitting here thinking like, Morgan is not having a child. Like her sister's not having a child. And then she's like, oh yeah, so-and-so's. And I'm like, that's your second cousin. She's like, oh, basically my niece. I'm like, well, no.
Okay, but that situation is a little bit different.
But you just Ryan. Called my sister-in-law my cousin.
I know. Yeah, that was bad. I know she's your sister-in-law, but in my brain, I'm like, it's Megan. I don't really associate like your sister-in-law. So is she my sister-in-law? Second sister-in-law?
Wouldn't be second. I don't think she's...
She's my Megan. Anyways, Megan did that. She sold it.
Huh.
Yeah. Try to get a bang for your buck. So do you have a suit though?
No, I'm getting a custom suit.
Yeah, so when is that happening?
It's happening soon.
Who were you talking to about it?
My friend.
When was the last time y'all talked about it?
Whenever we were over there.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And did you talk about the steps in order to make it happen, or did you just talk about what it would look like?
No, he basically just said he was going to reach out to his guy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we need to maybe have another plan.
Yeah, well, I'll reach out to him and check in on that.
Today?
Well, can I? I mean, it's kind of late in the day. I can do it tomorrow.
Well, you said that about some other things involving the wedding.
And, like what?
And about putting things in our wedding website. Huh? And you
I don't know how to do any of that.
You didn't tell me that, though. You said, I'll do it tomorrow.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Putting phone numbers in there, putting people's names, sending our wedding website to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
This is wedding planning 101. Actually, though, I'll be so for real. This is one of the very few conversations we've had about the wedding.
We don't ever talk about it. Well, we do talk about it, but it's never like planning.
Yeah, we never.
I feel like
we
your mom and your sister are doing a great job of that.
And my mom and my sister are doing a great job of that.
I kind of just stay out of that.
I just let my mom and sister tell me what to do and I do it. I've really not planned a lot except for chosen the colors, chosen my dress.
I will say a lot of the stuff has fallen into our lap.
Yeah, which we're extremely, extremely grateful for. And I don't really know like boundaries wise, like, if you're supposed to talk about this stuff, if you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, but
we like, just had a lot of stuff falling on her lap. That's all there really is to say.
Yeah, but I, they saw that. But yeah, they did see that. I always feel so bad for the listeners because I'm like, we have these little side comments, but they can't see what just happened.
I just stuck my tongue out at Abby because she keeps bothering me about the mic situation, which you guys can't even probably
hear. I'm trying to be mindful of the listener's pleasure. Pleasure.
This is a funny episode.
Long story short. Well, now that you said that, it's not going to be anymore. Okay. Anyways, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, so brands. Brands have been so great of like, hey, you know, we'd love to... whatever, do some sort of collab or whatever for your wedding. And Ryan and I kind of just look at each other and we're like, well, want to do it? Yeah. Sure. Okay. And it's been really great, which I hope it all works out because we're not really like being official about it, but everyone seems really genuine about it and everyone seems really cool and well, I'm excited.
Here's the thing is just a piece of advice. All right. Piece of advice for people listening is just really focus on each other during the wedding process. I think it's really important. There's probably so much planning that goes into it that I don't even know about. Genuinely, I don't
Ryan
know about
Ryan doesn't
it.
Know anything about our wedding. Ryan knows absolutely nothing about our wedding. I'm being so for real, y'all.
Here's the thing is I would just focus on each other during the process.
Because he doesn't know what else to focus on because he doesn't have anything to do with it.
I know there's a lot of stuff that goes into planning a wedding. And
like what?
Dress. flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, my best piece of advice is do not focus on the day. Focus on each other. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks about what your day is going to look like. Make it about you two.
Mm-hmm.
And glorify God doing it.
I also think we'll have a lot more advice after our actual wedding because we'll have gone through the day and like lived the experiences and kind of like had time to look back and be like, oh, I wish I would have focused more on this. I wish I would have whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I think going into it, that's our biggest thing is like, we just want to get married and yeah. love each other forever and focus on the marriage and less the wedding day because the wedding day, I kind of compare it to like a baptism. You're like publicly displaying that this is happening, but like it's you make the decision in private and like we're going to sign the documents in private. Like we're going to make it legal in private, but we celebrate publicly with people and we like proclaim it out to the world. But then that's like the step of a lifelong walk of everyday dedication, everyday hard things that may not be pretty, ups and downs. And I'm also just excited about the wedding specifically because it's like, how great is it that no matter what people's beliefs are, no matter if they're Christian or not Christian, that people are coming together to witness a believer coming together as one in unity and, you know, honoring the Lord through marriage. And I just think it's really cool that like we do get to spread the love of Jesus that way. I don't know. That's something I'm really excited about, just to have like people of all walks of both sides of family come and like witness that.
Yeah.
It feels like an honor, honestly.
Yeah. It's
to
really
be able
cool.
to be like, wow, Lord, like you are using me and my soon to be husband on the day husband to like share your message, honor unity in the church, honor unity with man and woman, and just, I don't know, publicly display that is really cool and I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
But I also just don't want to fall into the trap of like, I don't know. I feel like there's gonna be so much going on in my head of honestly just like how I feel on that day. I don't want to like take it one for granted, but two, be so focused on like me, because we'll have a lot of days of me and you. And I know it is me and you, that day is about us, but also like, yeah, we're with our family and celebrating with our family. I want to be able to just take it all in, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did you have that meeting with the photographer?
Yeah, yesterday.
That's awesome.
It was great. It was really awesome. We've been announcing like everyone that we're working with on our pages and stuff. So go check all of that out. But for our photography specifically, I chatted with her yesterday and she's just incredible. She's 19. Did you know that?
What?
She's 19 and her and her fiance are eloping. Hashtag jealous. They're eloping like April, but he's going to come to the wedding and like help out and like take pictures and stuff, I guess. But anyways, she is incredibly talented. We put out on our story, I guess this is just a wedding episode, but we put out on our story, you know, we need a photographer for our wedding. You know, this is kind of the vibe that we want, whatever. And we looked at some people's Instagram pages and
she fit perfectly.
We fell in love with this girl. She was so awesome. We FaceTimed her that night. It was like so chill.
Yeah, we did FaceTime her.
We FaceTimed her.
Where were we at?
We were
in the car.
No. We were on your couch. We were sitting on your couch out there.
Oh, yeah.
And chatted to her. And basically what we want for pictures is Ryan and I both have a very short picture attention span. We like pictures, but we're more video focused people, and pictures we love. However, I get really tired taking pictures.
This is how I feel about pictures is I don't ever look at professional pictures, posing pictures. I won't ever look back at those. In my opinion, I probably will never look back at those.
Yeah.
But what I would like to have are pictures and memories to look back on.
Like candid pictures.
Exactly.
In the moment pictures.
Pictures that we are just like doing instead of,
yeah.
So we're going to do quick.
This is the structure of the day. Like me and my girls are going to get ready and it's going to be fun. And Ryan and his guys are going to get ready and it's going to be fun and whatever. And then we'll probably take some like pictures with my girls. You'll take pictures with your boys and I'll do like a first look with my dad and all that will be very quick. Like we don't want the pictures to be the main event of getting ready and take hours and hours and hours just because I've never personally enjoyed that. If that's the way that you want to do it, great. Awesome. Go for it. That's how my sister did it and it was fun and great. But for me, I'm like, it's too much pressure. Then, you know, ceremony, whatever. Again, I emphasize to her, like, we love pictures and have such an appreciation for it, but we don't want to sacrifice the moment for the sake of a picture. Like, we don't want to hear click, 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 click up in our faces while we're saying our vows. You know, it just takes 100%. Away from the moment, takes away from our family's experience as well. And we just want to be there, you know? And she was like, 100%. Like, I totally agree. And you know, she's basically just like, I'm very moldable. I do whatever you need me to do, what you want me to do. I'm as hands-on as you want me to be, as hands-off as you want me to be. She's been just so incredible. And then, yeah, after get a couple family pictures, your side, my side, whatever. And then just like vibe, like literally just hang out.
No more pictures.
And then after the entire wedding, well, I mean, she'll take pictures of people.
No, that's what I mean. Like no more like posing pictures.
But then after Ryan and I, after our send off, it'll be from 3 to 6. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to go to a beach. It's a little more secluded. And in our suit, you're riding a bike,
right?
Yeah. Our send off is going to be on a bike. And then I'm going to wear my dress and we're going to go to the beach and do a couple shoot. That will be very whimsical, very action shot, candid, in the water, on the sand, like lovey-dovey stuff. And those will be our times for like our very intimate pictures. And also like okay, this is kind of like crazy for me to say. I can cut this out if we don't need to say this, but like we can get pretty intimate. Like we're married now.
Yeah,
and we don't have to post those pictures, but we can have like those pictures for us. I'm not getting naked on a beach by any means, but like you'll be able to like hold me in ways you never have before.
Yeah,
and like
it's pretty exciting.
We'll be able to like be
really looking forward
horizontal
to
and just like things that we aren't able to do now and we don't really talk about because we don't want to cross that boundary, but it's just cool. And then after that we'll do, I guess that will take like an hour.
And another thing too is the videographer will be there for all that.
Yeah, videographer will be there. I don't know if we want our social media girl to be there or not. It depends. Like how much of this do we want to post? You know?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool if she was there. I mean, might as well.
You know who else is going to be there? One of my bridesmaids. Because she's a photographer. She's going to want to take pictures. She's already told me she's going to follow us on a bike. I was like, yeah, we're going to go ride on the bike and go to the beach and take a little couple shoot. She won't be able to help herself. She said, okay, well, I guess I'm going to take a bike too and I'm going to go.
We're going to have two photographers and two videographers.
Yeah. So the great thing about having creative friends is that they all take pictures and all take videos.
All of our friends are creatives. It's
and
crazy.
It works in our favor, especially because their favorite just like pastime and hobby is to take pictures of people. And so our friends will just be like, hey, you want to go take pictures? And we're like, for free? And they're like, yeah, like I just want to take like a couple pictures. And we're like, well, that's great for us because we be needing that content.
That's a good point.
I'm super excited. So on the content side of things for our wedding, we're having our photographer.
You know what I was thinking about?
Oh, so you're just going to interrupt me?
Yeah, sorry. But it's important.
Can I finish?
No.
I'm almost done.
Can I say one thing?
Wait, let me.
Okay, you go ahead.
Photographer, videographer, and social media videographer. So we'll have three people capturing the day for online purposes. Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I thought it would be really cool to do an engagement shoot in New York.
I didn't even think about that. That would be so cool. Yeah. When would we have the time to do that though?
What do you mean?
Like what would we have time? It's with the family.
Oh, I mean, we're going to be there three days, aren't we?
You don't know New York, man.
But we don't have anything planned. We just have
rockets
in the game.
If you're a New York photographer.
I was going to say, we could put it on our Instagram.
In Manhattan. I think we're going to be in Brooklyn one day, too.
I was thinking like a cool restaurant or coffee shop.
Yeah, like a diner kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be cool. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, I might know some friends, too. Because in the theater world, everyone lives in New York. And they all take pictures. Okay, well, if that's something that strikes your interest, this is going up before we go. So let us know. Slide into our DMs. We're going to be in the heart of Times Square, people. And it's going to be awesome. What else are we doing at our wedding? People know we're doing the games. I've talked about the games a lot.
Yeah, doing a ton of games.
But something new that we're adding to the games. Ryan, like, joked about it, but it's actually happening. Giant puzzle pieces that are, like, pictures of us. So they're like custom puzzles.
How many pieces?
I don't know how many pieces, but they're going to be big. Like it's going to be like fun and not be like a annoying thing to do of like, ugh, you know. And then for the kids, we're going to have a couple young ones. So we'll get like Legos and chalk or something. If we're allowed to use chalk.
I don't know about chalk. It's probably not a good
I don't know if we're allowed to use chalk or not. My bridesmaids' dresses are going to be black. I'm just giving everything. We don't gatekeep here.
No gatekeeping.
I'm letting them choose their own styles of dresses, and we're using leadingladies.com, Leading Ladies LA.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag, not necessarily an ad, but a collab, you know? Anyways, they also gave me my night of pajamas. Ooh. And that's pretty much all I've got on the wedding side of things. Ryan and I are going to have a tasting soon.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We wanted like sandwiches and like
we're doing finger foods.
Finger foods, charcuterie board, and hopefully some fun drinks. Maybe. Possibly. Mm. We can't say too much about that yet. But maybe possibly. And then we hit the sky the next day to go to Oahu.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, Hawaii's gonna be great.
Oh, it's gonna be incredible. And I can't wait. We're still waiting on a resort though. We're spending a week in a resort and then a month in a little Airbnb. And we're going to be on Oahu. We want our resort to be in the Waikiki part of it because I want Ryan to like witness the city. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to the more secluded side of the island and vibe out. Yeah.
That's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. And we start marriage counseling in January. Yeah, so literally like a couple of days.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to in marriage counseling? And what are you most nervous about?
I think I'm most looking forward to is just learning from somebody that's been married. Like this is something we're going to be learning from somebody that is a great leader, very godly, and, you know, really loves Jesus. So we're going to learn a lot. I don't really know what I'm not looking forward to. I'm just excited for the whole thing. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to learning more about you in ways that I never have. And also, I'm eager to like express all of my like concerns in a moderated place.
Jeez.
No, just saying like I want to talk about everything. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. Like, I want to go in, have you knowing all of my things I'm excited for, which very much so outweigh the things that scare me about marriage. I guess concerns was the bad one. My fears. Like, let's be real. You have fears going into marriage. I have fears going into marriage. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I don't want to not talk about it until it happens. Like, I want to go in with game plans. I want to know you so well. I want to talk about the scary things and have, I just want to reach a new level in our relationship that we haven't, because we just don't think of those plan things. And honestly, that didn't even pop into my head until this interview, because the people that interviewed me, my interview that I just came from.
Oh,
the people that interviewed me, it was a husband and wife. They do marriage counseling at their church. So I just kind of like asked them about it. We got talking to it and they were like, you know, it's really interesting. We started dating when we were 16. We were together for 7 years before we got married. And we went into marriage counseling thinking we knew everything about each other. Like, wow. We've been together for 7 years. And we were shocked at how much we hadn't thought about, how much we hadn't dug into. And she was like, you know, what are you going to do if, you know, you get pregnant and your child has a disability? Like, that's not just something where you're like, oh, we'll plan for that. No, you create a specific plan. Like, you do these things. Like, what are you going to do if someone becomes, you know, paralyzed? Or what are you going to do if someone loses their job? Or what are you going to do? As to where, like, we're sitting here like, oh, we're not even thinking about kids. Like, whatever. You know, but what if you have an uh-oh? What if you, like, there's just so many what ifs and so many plans that you can create with your person that obviously they'll change. But just really legitimately planning for the future and planning for the hard things, or even just thinking about them, being aware of them, makes me really excited, because I'm like, we're forming something together. And it'll also be really hard, but I'm excited for those challenges, I think, too, just because I desperately desire to have relationships with people that are so deeply rooted that I don't just back away when things get hard. That's something I'm learning right now, especially with like friendships. I feel like it's easier for me to talk to you about things that are hard because I'm like, we're in it for the long haul. There's security there, but I forget to apply that to friendships as well.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel lonely right now. I've made a lot of content about, you know, feeling lonely, feeling lost. And it's because I'm not rooting myself in community. Like, if things get hard, or if something concerns me, or if there's something placed on my heart that's like, I just back away instead of bringing it up, or being a good friend, a friend that Jesus calls us to be, of calling out other believers, of bringing things to people's attention. You know, I'm just so scared of confrontation and getting into it. And so learning that in marriage counseling is going to be great. And then like trying to apply that in the right way with other parts of my life, I just feel like it's going to be very beneficial on like across all places in our life.
Why do you think that you're able to, kind of stand up in confrontation with me, but not with friends?
I think because you are a different gender, if I'm being quite honest. I don't know how much truth there is to this, but the first place that my brain went when you brought up that question was like my past in dating guys. It's always been easy for me to kind of like bring these things up because I have felt like alpha female in those relationships, of like, oh, Abby's a believer. Abby's, you know, Abby can teach me a lot of stuff because she's a really strong believer. And I got mistaken of thinking that I was like, you know, pushing the guys I dated to love the Lord. And then it's like, wait, girl, what? Like, where is this spiritual leadership in a relationship that the Lord calls us to like desire, and or not desire, but you know, the male is taking, you know what I mean? Like, what am I trying to say?
I mean, I don't think God is calling the male to be a spiritual leader in
it was like I was trying to fill something for them. Okay, I'm just trying to like dance around it. I literally had a boyfriend tell me he was wanting to date me because he wanted me to make him a better Christian, you know. Like, just that was the culture of dating for me. And so I think that's why dating you was so hard for me for the beginning, because I was so prideful in the way that I was like, but he knows more about Jesus than I do, or he is more spiritually mature than I am. Hmm. And like all these things, that was such a big struggle for you specifically that I'd never had before. And I say all that to say that it's easy for me to talk to you about that because you stayed with me through that, like breaking down in that hard time from the get-go. And like, it was super hard for us at the beginning to where I was like, oh, he's not leaving me. I literally cried on our first date and told you all of this baggage that I had and told you like how hard it was for me to even start to date you because I was so prideful and thinking I was just this great Christian, and then realized like I was terrified because I had so much to be taught and never let myself realize that. And you like looked at me and you were like, I'm staying with you. Like, I'll walk through this with you. We'll walk through it together. And that was like where our relationship started. Mm-hmm. As to where with like girls and friendships, it's very lighthearted. It's very fun. It's very like, oh my gosh, like you like to run. I like to run. Like, let's go blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, it's just very like.
But I feel like that's not really friendship.
Well, then it grows is what I'm saying. It grows. And then you have hard times where you can help each other. But for me.
Is that where you kind of back off?
No, what I'm saying is like, if I hear my friends gossip about someone, I'll just kind of distance myself from them because I'm like, I don't want to get involved in that, rather than being like, hey, these are not the people that I know you guys to be. Like, what, why are y'all talking about this person, you know? And I've had some experiences in the past where I have brought that up. I had a very close friend, actually. We were very, very close. And we just had some things go wrong. And I was like, if roles were reversed, I would want her to call me out. And so I, you know, went up to her and I told her like, hey, when we became friends, we said, hey, hold me accountable to this. You know, hold me accountable to this. Don't let me get to this place. And you're at this place now. And the conversation did not go well at all. It was horrible. And we didn't talk to each other for like a year and a half. Like, it was bad. And we were cordial and it was fine, but there was just distance there. And I just think though, like experiences like that kind of scar me now of like, I don't want that to happen again. I don't want to lose someone again. And so my junior year of college, I like called this friend and I was like, can we talk? And we just sat at a coffee shop, talked for like 2 hours about everything. Apologized, cried, went back to that place, talked through it all, and now we're great. Every time we see each other, it's like, ah, oh my gosh, hi. And so I know that those relationships do exist, but it's still the fear of like, what if I have to have another year and a half period of not talking to someone who I care about? Or, you know, it's those what ifs that creep into where it's like, it would just be easier if you just distance yourself and start it over, you know?
Yeah, I think, I feel like that is when I don't like, I would say I feel like that's when the enemy creeps in whenever, you know, you have a friendship that is a kind of a surface level friendship and, you know, you're trying to, grow deeper and, you know, become closer and like little stuff like that you can either brush it under the rug. Or you can just kind of back off from that friend. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we think with friendships, they should just always be good or they're bad. Just like in dating relationships or marriage, everybody relates conflict to being bad. Or everybody relates confrontation with being bad. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's done properly, it's actually really, really good to grow closer with somebody. So like, typically the closest people you are with is with your family. And usually with your family are the people that you can say anything to without worrying. Because the reason you can say anything to your family is because they're your family. They're not going anywhere. So you feel like you can say anything on your chest anything under the sun that happens, you feel like you can go to them and say how you feel and where you think they went wrong, good or bad. Mm. Really without like any thought to it. I feel like most people are like that. And I feel like we're like, we miss that, especially in today's age with friendships, because we're so worried about hurting somebody's feelings. Mm-hmm. We're so worried about what they're going to say about you behind your back. We're so worried about being, I guess, I mean, what is it? Like, what do you think? Why are we so worried about like confronting friends? Do you think that's it's always been that way? Or do you think we've kind of like generationally it's gotten worse?
I think we're a people pleasing society. I think,
like, you think our generation is people pleasers?
I think I'm speaking from personally how I feel. I don't know if I can apply this to everyone.
But do you think that that's the case?
I don't know. I don't know what I think. I think this is what I think. I think it's different for everybody. I don't think it's one blanket statement for every personality and every phase of life. But I definitely think for me personally, it comes from people pleasing. Hmm. I've prided myself on from so long from not having like fights with people, or like my friends would come back from vacation when I was younger in elementary school and be like, or elementary, middle school, be like, it was great. Towards the end, we started fighting, like, you know, and I would go on trips with my friend and we would talk and we'd be like, we never fight. Like, oh my gosh, like we are so great.
Like,
and
you're like awesome. Bragging.
Yeah. And I think it just stems from maybe a pride thing. I think it stems from me wanting to be a people pleaser. I think ultimately though, like any, and this is very prideful. Again, I'm not saying this because I'm proud of it at all. I want to fix this. I want to be someone who is a friend who is willing to talk about hard things with, and not just like hard phases of life that you go through and you can give advice or receive advice, but like talk about your friendship and struggles within it if things are going wrong between you two. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I struggle with that. Like, if there's conflict or things said. But I think the main thing of it is for me is that it's a pride thing. Like, if I am someone who causes someone else to feel something that's not good, I don't want to be the person that's associated with that. So I'd rather just let it go away and distance myself rather than, one, have a fake friendship or a whatever. But I'm finding that if, like, in any relationship where you get really, really close, there's going to be conflict between the two of you. Example, me and you. Example, me and my mom, me and my dad, me and my sister. But very rarely do I have it with friends because I don't let myself get to that point. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, after conflict within each other, we talk about it and we come out stronger. But that's, I think, why I'm lacking super, super deep-rooted friendships, because I'm not willing to get to that point. And I just recently had a great conversation with one of my friends. We were on a walk, and it's just something that had been laid on my heart for a while. And, you know, we had a hard conversation, and I was just like, can we talk about this, please? And it was incredible. We came out way stronger than before. And now I'm like, we looked at each other, and I was just like, okay, what do I need to do when this happens again? How can I best bring this up to you? Because I don't want to back away. I'm not willing to back away. I'm not willing to back away from a friendship because I care. This is a lifelong friendship, and I'm not willing to let it just fizzle out because of my inability to continue a conversation over hard things. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I feel like it's a two-person game because whenever you confront somebody about something, and I say confront, like a lot of times it could just be the littlest things and we build it up in our head and it's really not even that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it's like, we have this anticipation of, oh, we have already put in our mind how they're going to react before we even said anything.
Yeah. Like the and fear of rejection.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair to basically make it up in your head how somebody's going to react, so you're not going to tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're playing God at that point. You're like, oh, no, this is how they're going to react. So it's basically just making up an excuse on why you're not going to do something. But I was going to say, it's a two-person game because I am someone, and I've gotten a lot better about this, at least I think, is I can be very defensive when somebody brings something up to me. Like, I want to debate it. Like, I want to, like, go at them and tell them, like, I'm not actually kind of this way is how I do things. And, like, it's actually not that bad if you... And it's really, really bad. And I hate that I'm that way whenever somebody tries to challenge me. Because I feel like the worst type of person is the person that just gets offended really easily. No offense to anybody that's about to get offended by me saying that. But the worst kind of people are the people that are easily offensive. And I feel like a lot of times when somebody, well, I shouldn't say somebody, when you confront me about something, I can get in defense mode.
And yeah, you're like, easily defensive.
Yes. And I feel like you can, and I feel like it can be like we're on different teams, when in reality, it's like, no, we're on the same team. We're brother and sister in Christ. Like,
Yeah, I'm marrying my brother. This is Kentucky.
Facts. But I feel like whenever you kind of look at it, you zoom out and look at it from that perspective, like we're on the same team. Like this isn't flesh versus flesh here. Like it can get a lot easier.
Yeah. I think where we go wrong specifically for us is... I come to you with the mindset, like if there's conflict, I come to you with the mindset of, okay, like how can I prove to him, not prove to him. I come very like, woe is me, and very like, I already did something wrong. I know I did something wrong and like just very emotional and not level headed into it. And that's a downfall that I have. Like I want to be a girl who's confident going into conflict and being like, let's talk about this together, and not just like, oh, my life is so hard and why is this happening to us? And, you know, but on the opposite end, and this is me lovingly calling you out, which I know you would do for me as well.
Right.
But it's, yeah, I think that's where our conflict comes, because it's like, how can I, it's the challenger. It's the, okay, but actually this is what it is. It's not me, it's this, or it's blah, blah, blah. You know, it's that pushback to it. And so when those two are met, which I feel like relationships can relate to this a lot, because again, that's how we're wired as male and female, is females are more emotional, men are more logical. And yeah, when those two come together, it just makes me even more woe is me. And it makes you even more, why are you acting like that? Like, let's just, and even more pushback of like, stop. So that's another thing I'm excited to talk about in marriage counseling too, just how to deal with conflict in those ways. And we've come a long way and we are open about how we react and how we feel when we say things. And though necessarily like, me wording something to you may not make sense in my head of why I'm saying it, you having told me like, hey, I need you to speak to me like this when conflict happens, me being able to do that has helped us so much.
Yeah.
Because even though it may not make sense in my head, it makes sense in your head and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Like Ryan is so good about, I've told him so many times, like, hey, when you speak to me, like, even though it doesn't come across this way in your head, I'm not saying my way is correct, but this is how I receive it when you say this. So if you could switch your wordage to say this, that would be great. And he's like, 100%, I'm sorry. And he applies it like immediately.
Thanks.
And you're welcome. Except for last night, it was only one time. But besides that, like pretty much everything's been great. So, and I am also going to call myself out that I'm slower to implement those things.
That's very important though, because that's something that I never really, I think it just stems from my family, but just because you don't perceive something a certain way does not mean you're right. Like somebody's perception can be a lot different than yours, and the way they're viewing things can be a whole lot different. So when you make somebody feel a certain way by the way you said something, just because you didn't mean it that way, doesn't mean they have to completely change the way they feel. And I really have like had to rewire my brain. Because a lot of times, especially early on in our relationship, I was just like, well, I didn't mean it that way. So like, you're just going to have to get over it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When in reality, it's like, no, you received it that way. I may have not meant it in that way, but you still received it that way. So the person that is the
deliverer.
I was going to say not the receiver, but the deliverer can, you know, like you said, figure out a way to, you know, say things
mm-hmm.
that the receiver, you know, makes them feel a little bit better yeah. whenever they say something.
Well, and a way to figure that out is just to ask.
Yeah.
Like it's really, I made it so hard for so long of trying to just guess in these mind games. And it's like, they're never going to know unless you tell them. So just ask them.
Yeah.
Like literally just ask them. Like there were so many times in early on in our relationship where I would tell Ryan, like, I wish you would just know this without me having to tell you. And he was just kind of like, but like, how? And that's just something I had to accept. Like, you know what? You're right.
I'm not a very aware person anyways. Well, like, I'm just not very aware of
things. I mean, even though a lot of girls do it where it's like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. But every girl will say like, yeah, I'm fine. And then think like, I wish he would just keep asking me what's wrong, what's wrong. But like guys, majority of guys just don't think like that. Like, oh, okay, she said nothing's wrong. So I'm going to trust her in that, which is a great honor. Like you trust my word from the get go. As to where for me, I'll ask you, hey, are you good? And you'll be like, yeah. And totally mean it. And I'm like, that was a short response. Wait, are you actually okay? Are you actually? And I keep asking until it makes you upset. And it's like, we just need to trust each other and say what we actually mean instead of trying to play these guessing games and trying to just...
I've learned that if I just say, yeah, sweetie, on the end of it, then everything's fine.
It's the power of sweetie. However, I've been catching you lately saying some low-key kind of harsh statements and putting sweetie at the end of it to like soften the blow. Like and what? I know you're doing that. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but like, I know, like we were on the phone yesterday or like a couple days ago or something. And we were in a fight or talking about something.
This is so funny. People always comment like, all you guys do is fight. It's like, I promise. That's all we do.
We just want to talk about it because I feel like not a lot of people are talking about it and we just don't care to talk about it. Like every couple fights, like it's going to be okay.
I want to say like we don't fight that much.
We really don't fight that much. It's just I think it's funny, so I like sharing it. Oh my gosh, we're gonna sound so cringe, like POV, the couple that fights all the time saying that they don't fight. Like guys, we actually don't fight. Like seriously, we don't fight.
Yeah,
no, like for real. But we were in the car or something, and there was like I don't know. Oh, I told Ryan I was gonna come over like all day, and then I didn't come over. Like at all, but it was because things kept happening, but my communication was just really bad. I was in the wrong. However, we were on the phone and then we talked or whatever. And then Ryan got short and hung up. Like he was like, okay, love you. Bye. Or no, I don't even think you said love you. You were just like, okay, bye. It was just a short ending. You didn't like cut me off, but it was just short. And I knew he was still upset. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I called him back a little bit after and we were talking and you were like, you said something. This isn't exactly what you said, but it was like, well, you shouldn't have done that and blah, 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 sweetie. And I was like, you can't just put sweetie after being like, sweetie. Like, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. But anyways, we don't fight all the time, guys. I love you.
Love you too.
Sweetie. Anything else to add?
I mean, hope everyone's having a good day.
I'm hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
You ready to go eat?
I am ready to go eat. Are you ready to scrub some more?
I got some more walls to scrub and then I'll be over.
Are you not going to eat?
I'll eat later.
Ryan's in his not eating era.
No, I'm in my, I haven't worked out in like 3 weeks and I'm.
But that's not an excuse not to eat.
Well, I eat. I'm still eating. Like it's not like I'm not eating.
The way it said it was.
No, I'm saying I'm getting out of shape and I need to lock in. January 1st is a new Ryan.
Are we going to start going to the gym together again?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I was thinking about that today. I was at the gym and I was like, something's missing. I look at my finger. Oh, Wish you were here.
Yeah, I miss working out.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got a marathon, a half marathon coming up.
I ain't running in that.
You're signed up for it?
There's no way I'm going to be able to run in that, Sadie.
Well, you can walk it. No. Well, we are going to have to figure that out then.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Maybe you just follow me around with the camera and get content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, figure it out. This is a really dragged out ending. Guys, listen, we love you so much.
And next time we film, we'll be in a completely different room.
This is true.
This is my last day in this apartment.
This is true. Oh, sad. Hey, sad. We love you. Jesus loves you. And
that's life.
That's life.
Peace.